time to Follow the Money with your hosts, Mitch Moss and Holly Howard.
Hey, hey, top of the morning to you. We are live in Las Vegas from the South Point Sportsbook inside the VSiN studio. Mitch Moss along with Holly Howard. 3 hours of riveting radio and television coming right at you as we have Brad Powers on the program. In an hour, we'll get his, hopefully, a couple of best bets for the college football week that we have upon us. And the maestro himself, Mike Palm, in studio in the third hour of today's show for a full hour. He will bring no hyperbole, which is going to be outstanding, as always. Okay, so let's recap, Paulie, as we always do to begin the show, what took place last night in the world of sports betting, beginning in the NBA playoffs with the Lakers losing that game to the Nuggets. And Denver, they were in control for much of it. Not going to say they cruised to that win because that got hairy late in the fourth quarter when it was 101-98. Lakers got it to within three. But the Nuggets get there on the money line. The total goes over. 214 was the number when we were on the air yesterday.
That got hairy.
It did.
Come on.
Absolutely it did. And now I'm looking at a game four number. Nuggets catching six. Total is 214.5. This team is 12-5 in the postseason now, folks. And if they get a rebound, who knows how the game was played out last night. Maybe the Lakers have more urgency. We'll get into LeBron and some of David Thorpe's thoughts on what he saw with LeBron last night coming up here. But that's like a defensive rebound away from potentially here now sitting with the Nuggets up 2-1 in the series.
Yep, yep. They killed them on the boards last night. 53-34. AD only had two boards last night, which is unacceptable. But they had a 20-point lead, and then they throw a zone at him and look like a high school team.
Yep.
And they also had five straight turnovers. But the other thing, Malone's a great coach because you see – full marks to Malone for getting his guys to play like this after being down 3-1 in both series and then to lose like they did in game two and to bounce back. And he's right. They could lead. They should be leading this series. He said after the game, we can win the title. And this is just a funky year. He's exactly right. And I did it again. I took 24-1 before the game with the adjusted series price. They should have won game two. And now they win game three. And we have the LeBron situation, you'll get to in a second. But Murray and Jokic are superstars. He's exactly right. The Lakers bench and others, horrible. Mm-hmm. In the first half, Rondo and Caruso were a combined 1 of 10 for 2 points and were minus 33 when they were on the floor. Now, Rondo was great defensively in the fourth quarter, but the damage was done by then. So a lot of things to clean up on Denver's side. But the other thing, now this is intriguing because they're the young team, and now with every other game now, every other night they're mm-hmm. playing, I mean, I think we got a series here.
Well, so if Denver can get something like that from Grant moving forward, he was sensational last night.
Right.
Okay, played
right.
a great basketball game. And I'm not going to tell you that he's going to go off like he did in every single game. That's unrealistic. But if he can, you know, if his numbers conservatively cut back a little bit and he's going to be there defensively and he can contribute. And then Morris off the bench last night.
Oh, how about that?
Hitting some huge shots in that game for
yes.
Denver. Because here's the deal about the Lakers others. For a majority now of the postseason games, we'll forget about the seeding games originally in the bubble here for a second, but for a majority of the postseason games, like the others have actually played quite well for the Lakers. It's
right.
like every day, here's playoff Rondo, here's Kuzma, big shots. Other guys, KCP actually played well last night. But there's a chance here where they don't play well every single game, and it's going to be LeBron and Anthony Davis, and then who's going to be the third guy to actually have a good game? That can happen with this team.
Mm-hmm. Honestly, you have two rebounds.
That I don't know.
That doesn't make any sense.
Yep.
Yeah, right.
Now, LeBron did
right.
turn it on in the second half. He was great. He was 14 of 23 from the floor. He had a triple-double, scored 30 points. Some of the notes, though, before the second half, I wanted to relay this from David Thorpe. So think about where the game was at the time when he was tweeting this stuff out. David Thorpe, who's been on this many times, the coach. LeBron now resting with about 5 minutes to go in the second quarter. Since halftime of game one, he has 14 points in what is almost a full four quarters. His team is losing by 28 points in those four quarters. So from the second half of game two into the first half of last night, it was pretty much pure domination by the Nuggets. And then another tweet a little bit later on, David Thorpe said, last 48 minutes, LeBron has 16 points and the Lakers lost by 20. He did well the final 3-plus minutes of the game outside of one awful transition turnover. Without AD and Bron on the court and playing well at the same time, this series is a blowout now, meaning to Denver. So to the point yeah. of where the others have to step up,
uh-huh.
if LeBron and AD have off games, then I mean, it is Denver. I'm not going to say it's their series to lose, but sitting now at 24-1, like you grabbed last night to win that series, great number, Paul. And welcome into the program today. This is Follow the Money here on VSiN. We are the Sports Betting Network. Mitch Moss along with Paulie Howard, recapping what took place last night in sports betting as the Nuggets got the win, the money line, and the game went over the total of 215.
That is a lot of pressure on the big two. What if they don't go off, the superstars? What happens with the supporting cast? You're right, and they need more out of Anthony Davis. That's an intriguing game four coming up. The other thing, Barkley loved the Lakers, said they would cover. You never had to sweat that, not even close. And then he also said the Lakers were going to sweep them. So that didn't happen as well. He's the best fade in all of sports right now. He's the biggest fade. It's been fantastic with his guarantee. Guaranteed the Lakers would cover. He never had to sweat a rocking chair the whole way.
Hey, remember my tweet to Sharp Plays last week? Sharp Plays, the guy who tracks a lot of global movement, and this guy named Mr. Poison, who has been terrible in hockey. He's good. Mr. Poison was good in the NFL, actually. Bad in hockey, bad in college basketball. And I just said, blink twice at Sharp Plays if Charles Barkley is really Mr. Poison. And he said, that's an insult to Mr. Poison.
It is.
Sharp Plays called Barkley way worse.
Yep. I mean, he had Sharp Plays, I think, won $200,000 on the Buccaneers on Sunday with the miracle touchdown at the end. So I want to see what the adjustments they make and maybe if they'll go to zone. Certainly the sluggish start. But that can't happen if you're Denver. You're up 20. You should put that baby to bed. Wrap that thing up.
Yep.
That was ridiculous. Five straight turnovers. It was everybody, too. It was Murray and Jokic getting ripped. But they made the plays down the stretch. Murray hit the big three, and that was all she wrote. And somehow the total became a sweat, too, which never should have happened.
Well, let me give you this then. Ben Fowkes, VEASAN's very own Ben Fowkes. This tweet, I had to read it like three times this morning. Oh, my God. So there was a guy in Australia who put down $228,733 on Lakers money line. It was minus 263 pregame. So this guy cashed out when Denver led 44-32 in the second quarter. He cashed out for $97,624. Then he decided, screw it, and he put all that money on in-play Denver minus 9.5. Caruso, unguarded layup, 1.6 seconds left. He loses the bet.
He lays it in. Yeah, lays it in to put it on 8. No foul.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, take some time off. That's a tough one.
And from what I understand,
That is the definition of chasing. That's absolutely what that is.
Yeah. And from what I gather, we can't even walk the streets when we show up in Australia sometime. VEASAN's become so big.
Sure.
So I hope this guy is now watching the show. But, sir, what are you doing? That is absolutely asinine.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. You're right. That's the Hawaii game. I'm 1-7 in college football. Yep. Hawaii's laying 14.5 tonight.
Sure.
Okay, here we go.
All in. Yep. That's Troy BYU this upcoming Saturday. So have nothing else on? Okay, let's go. Everything I have on the over. That's, my God, cash is out. Let me get back. Get some of this back. I'll lay the 8.5 in play. Oh, man. That's vicious stuff, too. I mean, they're up 20. They're up 20. The thing's over.
I know.
And then they're up, are they up 12? I think they're up 14. No, they're up 12, and then the Kuzma with the and one. They get a stop there. It's all over. You dribble it out.
Right.
Oh, God. What a racket, as Jimmy would say. This is fantastic.
Now, suddenly, I can't wait for game four.
Mm-hmm.
Can't wait for
this.
There's drama. Sure.
There's drama.
Well, you know, tonight, high drama.
Well, the whole thing's wide open because, obviously, this guy's old. He's played a lot of minutes. He's gassed, and the games are every other day.
Yeah.
So you're going to take on, even if you win, you're taking on the Heat or Celtics and they're a younger team.
Yeah. By the way, I'd like to talk to a former like basketball player. Do they really like tipping off at like 9:15 their time? I know that they stay up there. You know, their bodies are used to staying up until 2, 3, 4 o'clock in the morning, but do they enjoy playing basketball games that late at night? Doesn't that seem strange to you? Or am I saying that because we're on the air so early today and I'd love to see him bump it up to like 4 o'clock Pacific time.
It is odd. I know. It is odd. Get ready. It's more starts like that, too. MLB delivered again. I mean, that was fantastic. We'll get the Celtics heat coming up. But that delivered. Ramirez with the walk-off to put him in the playoffs. What a vicious beat that was. Whiskey and Revolver if he had the White Sox. And this is wild because the White Sox blow it. An hour later, the Twins rally twice to win. It's down to a half game, and the White Sox have to face Bieber today.
Mm-hmm.
So he can go game one of the playoffs. So, again, this is so important, number one. The Twins don't want to face the Yankees in the first round in the 4-5 because they've lost 13 in a row in the playoffs to the Yankees. You also don't want to see the Yankees, period.
Sure.
Let alone the first round. If you can get the 1, 2, or the 3, they're also 22-5 at home. I think the White Sox are going to blow this because they're going to face Bieber, Plesac, Darvish, and Lester in their next four games. They've had a great season, but this is don't count Cleveland out. They're only a couple games back now. This is a four-game series.
I actually thought about
if Cleveland sweeps them.
I'm going to shop around today for Indians prices to win the American League.
Yeah,
I want to see what I can find because game one against anybody, they have the automatic edge.
It's also it's a killer for the Reds. You want anybody face any other team to close the season but the Twins. They have to go to Minnesota to finish the season, and the Twins might need it to get the division. So that's a horrible break for the Reds, considering that's the final three games. It's also tough luck for the Twins, too, because the Reds are going to need it like blood.
Well,
that's going to be a very important series.
I mean, for both games to break like they did last night, where the White Sox lose on Ramirez. By the way, Jeff, I know you found a great story from Jeff Passan yesterday, but he was making a big push for Ramirez to win the American League MVP. When a guy is hitting home runs to win a game like that late in the final week of the season, I know because I had Javi Baez 2 years ago, and Yelich was just unstoppable in the final 2 weeks, and that's when he stole the MVP from Baez, and I had Baez at 60-1 that year. So Ramirez is absolutely going to be in play here to win the American League MVP, but for them to come back, for him to win it like that in a walk-off, and for the Twins to do what they did against the Tigers, coming back twice, like you said, and win the game. Oh, man.
You got it. Yeah. Put
up a 1-2 combo that was last night.
How about 162? Yeah. The walk-off home run clinches the playoffs. Look at that tweet. That's great. You don't see this every day.
No. Ninth player Major League Baseball history. Walk-off home run. Same day as team clinch a playoff spot.
Walks will hunt. There's two outs and a guy on. They get the first two guys out of the inning, and then all hell breaks loose. You can't walk, guys.
Yep.
And then they make the pitching change, and then that ball's still traveling, the one he hit. Killer for the White Sox.
Yeah, we do have an interesting matchup today. Braves taking on the Marlins. I don't see a number. I hope we have a number actually on this game before we leave the airwaves today. But they clinched last night, and this is Max Fried going against Sixto Sanchez, who has been great. He actually might win the National League Rookie of the Year. And I know a buddy of mine from the Midwest, he has a ticket on him at either 25 or 35-1 to win that award. And I think Sean Harnish does as well. But they clinched last night. How much are you going to expect from Max Fried today? Well, I mean, what do you do with him? Do you pitch him for a couple of innings? Or do you say, go out there and give us 5 or 6? Because this guy can also win the National League Cy Young. He's been that good.
Yeah. I don't know how they're going to play it. Yeah. How important is the one, the two, or the the two or the three? Dodgers clinched the one. How important is the two or the three for him? They're right there with the Cubs. I don't know. And how much did they celebrate? That's another thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's not normal times. So,
yep. You know, this story also came out yesterday. Rob Manfred said the league is, quote, pressing hard to have fans in Texas.
Yeah.
So Rangers, their home field, Globe Life Field, will host the National League Championship Series and the World Series. He said Tuesday, quote, one of the most important things to our game is the presence of fans. Starting down the path of having fans in stadiums and in a safe and risk-free environment is very, very important to our game. End of quote. I hope we can actually squeeze some fans in there because it's much like, you know, the bubble with the Stanley Cup final. Watching NHL playoffs, tad weird, no hockey. Watching Major League Baseball playoffs where the crowd is doing this the whole time with the white towels, whatever, when they're at home and making all that noise on every single pitch. Without that, the fake crowd noise is going to seem really, really weird on TV.
Yeah, I hope they can make that happen.
So do I.
What do you think tonight? The great job by the Celtics in Game 3, but the season was on the line. So now these teams have had 3 days off.
Mm-hmm.
It was a wire-to-wire job by the Celtics in Game 3, led by 20 at one point. You know, Butler said, I'm sick and tired of falling behind in these games. I don't blame him. Points in the paint, 60-36. Brown, Tatum, and Kemba combined for 72. So now I want to see what Spoelstra and the Heat do for adjustments. And there was a huge bet in town on the Heat adjusted series price, which is very low now, like $1.25 in that range.
Mm-hmm.
So they lead the series 2-1. So they got to come out and win again, though. I mean, I know Denver's pulled off the last couple series, but still. Is Boston going to beat them 3 in a row if they lose tonight? I can't see it because I still think Miami's got a better team and a deeper team. But getting Hayward back was a big shot in the arm, and I can't believe how many minutes he played in Game 3.
So if you're Spoelstra, do you not come out of the gates here tonight and go to the zone right away? Because in Game 2, that zone, it threw Brad Stevens and that team for a total loop, and they didn't know how to respond. Then he kind of got away from the zone in Game 3, and we saw what the Celtics did when they, in fact, did go wire to wire. I think if you're Spoelstra, you come out, maybe not right away, but you got to go to the zone because they gave him fits in Game 2. And this has been kind of a thing now in the playoffs when Toronto did it as well in the previous series.
Yeah.
Same thing. They did not have great adjustments. So I want to see how he's going to approach this game tonight. Lane three with the Celtics. Again, I said this, I think, in game two when I thought they would win. I didn't want to lay that number. Three is a big number here in this game. I think, again, the only way to approach this one would be in-play betting tonight. I don't want to lay three with Boston, but I think they can absolutely win this basketball game tonight.
And Shaq and Barkley are correct. It comes down to Kemba. To me, if the Celtics are going to go to the finals, this guy has to play. He's got to be the Kemba from Connecticut, as they say. Mm-hmm. He's right. And what do you think of the hockey? Both games have pushed so far. 4-1, 3-2. It was 3-0 Tampa to start in the first period of game two. Two power play goals. Three of the five goals last game were power play goals. So Tampa got the power play going. Khudobin proved he was human. And again, Tampa's yet to lose back-to-back games in the bubble. And now they even the series at one. Both games have gone over in the first period, too. So another five, and Tampa $1.50.
Don't you think if Tampa Bay keeps getting these shots on goal, that eventually they're going to win one of these games comfortably? Like the other night, it was...
They were much better with the passing and the power play and then shutting Dallas down in the third period. Yeah, but they look a lot crisp and much better in the first period. But again, stay out of the penalty box. I mean, stupid.
Yeah, the other one was
silly stuff.
3-0, and then of course
they fell asleep. They did. They went to bed like the Reds yesterday.
Yep.
Reds hit a 2-run homer in the first. They lose 3-2. That's it. I mean, it's a big game, Cincinnati. Come on. But
they outshot them 31-19 in game two and 36-20 in game one.
You can get plus $1.15, plus $1.20 on the first period over. I take it again. Take it again over 1.5 in the first period.
Yeah, might not
first
be a
two
bad
have come
angle.
In. Yeah,
because if they keep putting a ton of pressure again on that net, they're eventually going to start going in. I mean, when you have 70 shots on goal in the first two games and you have, four goals to show for it, I think that's going to correct itself. And they're laying $1.55 in the game tonight as well. Stars on the take back plus +135. What do you think about the total overall? I mean, that's spot on, right? It's got to be five. Over is actually favored at minus 30 cents.
I'm going to pull a Mike Palm here. First period over, second period under. Yeah. I mean, the first game had no business pushing. And then you got lucky if you had the under in game two, because that's 3-0 in the first period. And then Tampa goes to sleep. So, yeah. You see, they're playing back-to-back, too. They play Friday and Saturday. They can't win because they're going to run to the NFL no matter what. So I think game six if there's a game six, it goes against Ravens Chiefs Monday night. Bettman can't win. I mean, what's he going to do?
Well, they could have
gone. He doesn't want to go Sunday night. If he goes Sunday,
no.
He can't go Sunday afternoon. He's going against the NFL. If he goes Sunday night, he's going against Packers Saints. So he's going back-to-back Friday, Saturday. But then game six, he's going against Mahomes and Jackson.
He could have done Saturday, Tuesday. That would have been a possibility.
That was. Yeah.
Give him a couple more days off.
What's he going to do?
Yeah. And there's also this news in college football. So it looked like the game between Notre Dame and Wake Forest was going to get postponed yesterday. And then it was actually finalized when they made it official. 7 positive tests on Monday for Notre Dame. Combined with last week's testing results, a total of 13 players are currently in isolation with 10 in quarantine. So no dice with the game this week with Notre Dame and Wake Forest. Not going to be a game.
17th game. We're not even October. 17 games have been postponed.
Yeah. I want to ask Brad Powers when he comes on in 45 minutes, how many bets has he had voided from making them early in the week?
Yeah.
If he makes them on a Sunday to the look-ahead numbers going forward Monday, Tuesday, I bet you that number's got to be at least 5 or 6. I've had a couple of bets, and I don't bet nearly as much as he does, obviously, in college football.
Yeah. I also agree with Holgorsen, and shame on the Baylor AD who called the Houston AD to complain about, because Holgorsen ripped him Monday and he tweeted a picture out. I mean, they have the team buses ready to go. They're outside the stadium. Then Baylor announces, sorry, we can't go.
Yeah.
And they cancel the game. And Holgorsen's like, what's going on? We got the team buses ready. We're ready to play.
Yep.
And it's the fourth time they've tried to schedule an opponent and no luck. And then he said, because I think it was Joe Klatt tweeted it was offensive line issues or the threshold. They didn't meet the threshold. But then Baylor could have unsuspended a guy to play the game, and he wouldn't do it. They wouldn't make the guy eligible.
Really?
He was suspended, but they still could have played the game, saying, "Okay, so many guys have the COVID or had issues that they wouldn't do it." So I'd say shame on Baylor. I agree with Holgorsen, and I agree with ripping Baylor for what he did.
They're on the bus, pretty much getting ready
to
go.
That's what he said. Yeah. That's what he said.
Oh, that's incredible.
Yep. Bet Rivers Sportsbook gets you ready for Eastern Conference Finals Game 4 in the final stretch of the baseball regular season. 5 days left. It's great. Got some day games again. Bet on all today's big games, and as always, get a $250 match bonus on your first deposit. One-time playthrough on all bonuses, and great customer service at Bet Rivers, your hometown sportsbook. Must be 21. Playable in Colorado, Illinois, Indiana, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania. Playable in New Jersey as Play Sugar House. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. I'll tell you this right now. If the Reds win today, they'll make the playoffs. If they lose, they miss the playoffs. It's that simple. Because they only have three left after today. They are throwing Bauer.
They are.
And then Milwaukee and St. Louis play that five-game series. And the Giants catch a break because they play four against the Padres, and the Padres have nothing to play for. Who knows how long those guys will pitch and be in the game. So then they got to face the Twins, as I mentioned, too.
Right.
But this is so important because also the tiebreakers. We'll run down the Jeff Passan article, too, about head-to-head and all this other business. And then the whole fascinating situation with St. Louis. They will not play if it's for seeding. If it the Monday doubleheader.
Uh-huh.
Obviously, if it determines getting
then
into the playoffs,
play.
Then they have to.
Yeah.
You think the Tigers are going to care? Can you imagine?
By the way, that's going to come down to season-long win totals, too, probably.
Oh.
It could. They have to get in a certain amount of games. Follow the money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. All the line moves from last night and the bad beats and win some, lose some. Coming up next.
Get ready for the action. Sign up for First Bet, a new betting and handicapping product from ExpressBet. Promo code VEGAS500 to get a $10 free bet as soon as you sign up. Plus, receive up to a $500 bonus for a wager in your first 30 days. VEGAS500, the promo code. First.com/bet. Time for win-lose.
Rough night.
Can't call it a bad beat. Definitely lose some.
Good night. How does it make you feel?
I absolutely hate them. I absolutely hate them.
Follow the Money Looks Back so we can learn for today.
Everything's an adventure.
In Win Some, Lose Some. Let the education commence.
Hell of an effort by the Phillies yesterday. Swept in the doubleheader. Voth got his first win of the season, too, in 10 starts. Complete game, by the way. But bad beat. The total was 6.5 in game one. It's 5-0 in the third. 5-1 final. They couldn't do anything against this guy. Joke. Tigers plus 160 and under 9. Led 3-2 in the seventh, and they led in the bottom of the eighth, and they led in the bottom of the 10th. Walk off, 5-4 Twins. Twins get two in the bottom of the 10th. White Sox plus 105 and plus 1.5, plus the 1.5 runs. 3-1, bottom of the 10th. Ramirez walk off, 3-run shot, 5-3 final. Ridiculous. Can't lose that game.
I was actually tracking that game late online the whole time. 3-1 lead. I'm like, okay. And I put my phone down. I was paying more attention to the basketball game. Come back 3 minutes later. What? 5-3 they lost? Okay.
Yeah, I'm sure this will make no hyperbole. Memo to ESPN and MLB Network. Get the games off when it's blowouts. There's a week left in the season. Walk the dog. Show all the games. Cut in live to this. Stop showing games that are 11-1 in the seventh inning. Bad for the books. Yankees 240 up to 280. Ice cream 12-1. Astros 170 up to $2. 6-1. No problem. Diamondbacks 130 up to 160. That was strange. 7-0. Giants 120 up to 160. Beat the Rockies 5-2. Lose some. Now there was a mass confusion about Bieber yesterday while we're on the air, and the White Sox were plus 190 while we're on the air. They went off plus 105. They lost, but still. I mean, you could have.
Okay. Good job with the memo there, and I agree with you. These games that are blowouts. I would say this. Major League Baseball's website, they don't need the probable pitchers.
Well, that too, I know.
Look at that once.
Yeah.
If you click on, like, schedule and go to probable pitchers.
They don't update.
It's unreal. But are they duped? Do the teams not even know what they're going to do? So they don't even let Major League Baseball know who's going to start the games?
They're on our time.
It's incredible.
They like change it like 2 a.m. Pacific. Lose some? Let's start with lose some. How about the great Michael Lombardi? I mean, I'll give you credit. You said sound the alarms a while ago with Breeze. Two games. Brees has thrown the ball 68 times. Only seven have traveled over 10 yards.
Only two completions.
Hard to win games if you can't throw the ball down the field. Yeah, absolutely.
Yep.
Very good. Excellent. How about 154? Continue. Look at this. You want to talk about a bad beat? This guy had a 15-team parlay. Looks like some kind of a lot. I don't know where this is. Lottery, but any event. Atlanta got him. Look at that. 15-teamer just needed Atlanta to win.
I'm going to guess this is maybe Canada?
Could be. Delaware? I don't know.
Maybe.
Either one.
I know that the Canadian lotteries run like this, right. I believe.
Oh, yeah? Okay. Yep. Any event, he's got the 15-teamer. He just needs Atlanta to win.
Oh, God.
No dice. Vicious. Okay, very good. Winsome. Eclectic mix as always. They said, get a couple dogs. They'll play with each other. They'll have fun. Look at this. They're going into the water bowl and just swimming. Is that a baby Rottweiler? Puppy? What is that? It may be. But anyways, they're just look at the floor. They're gated in, they're boxed in, and it looks like a swimming pool in there. As they're taking the water, just having fun.
Same exact thing as having a kid.
That's right. Very good. Listen. All the talk about Circa, but Vegas is going to be a monster here in the next couple years. This year and next year, we have the new stadium. Spear's coming. Dalton, we love you. Can't wait for Spear. This is Resorts World. Look at these, what this thing's going to look like. The old, finally, where the old Stardust was at. Look at these rooms, huh? Fantastic.
Oh, it looks tremendous.
Yeah, that'll be a new jewel on the strip. And let's close with this. This was so good. Bob Dancer yesterday, this is 30 seconds, so good. You were all over him, and rightfully so. Take it away, Bob.
Race, let me hit 30-some of those 50,000 Royals before they decided they didn't want my business.
30?
Get out of
30.
Here.
30?
Yeah.
And how long?
Oh, a year and a half.
Oh, my God.
Bob!
Come on.
You buried the headline for like 3 years now.
What are you doing?
You never told the story before.
Well, I've written about it on my blog a couple times. Oh, you never asked about it.
Oh, yeah. What do you send notes? How is this not the lead? Well, come on. Where's this on the notes you sent over? And you had 50,000 30 times.
Yeah, that one. But there were some others alive at that time, too. There was not the only place that had those.
Win some, Bob Dancer.
Oh, it's on my blog.
I blogged about it
for
you.
I missed a couple of those, Bob.
I don't look at your blog every day. Yeah. So he takes it for like $1.5 million. And off-air he complains. So they ever sent me a mailer either?
Yeah, yeah. Today's Major League Baseball card coming up next. Helps you find the high-impact hire your business needs fast. You'll find lots of great candidates and no long-term contracts at Indeed.com/high-impact. A couple of tweets to relay until we get to Major League Baseball today. This is from David. NHL can't go Tuesday because of the presidential debate on local channels. Good catch, David.
Debates Tuesday?
Oh, yeah. I've seen a lot of the props, by the way. Maybe we'll do that on Tuesday. Talk about some of the betting props.
E in San Diego. What did he lay?
He laid $7 on one of the props.
There's a that's only $7. Will Trump have no mask?
Yeah,
that's crazy.
How's that
$7?
I thought it should be -$15, -$20 in that neighborhood.
Zambia,
he had a good point though. Unless there's some sort of a policy at the debate, but then Trump's going to say, "I'm not going to wear the mask anyway."
No, would that be Game 7 Eastern Conference Finals, or would they move that too? I'll look that up.
Yeah, this is from PYB on Twitter. Expected goals. Thank you for this. I had them in my notes, but I couldn't find them this early. Uh-huh. Expected goals for Tampa Bay: Game 2, 3.34. Game 1, 3.14. So all those shots on goal they had in Game 1, they only had one goal. The expected goals was 3.14.
Good. Let me give you another one, too. Top Flight Sports. Top Flight Sports. He had that good nugget about the Cubs not playing teams with a winning record. He is saying teams that fail to cover the first 2 weeks are 22-7 ATS in week 3.
Saw that.
Trying to explain the Texans money. I don't know. But the Minnesota, Houston, trying to think the other teams that fit that angle. But it makes sense. Season on the line. But that's Top Flight Sports emailed that in. That was
Steelers back to 4 now. Let me give you this quickly. on Giolito versus Bieber tonight. You know, the White Sox actually have hit him quite well. Small sample size, usually, as always the case, right? Unless the guy's been around for 10 or 15 years. But top of the lineup here with Abreu, Moncada, Jimenez.
A 7 in an American League game.
That's crazy. But the White Sox lineup, the batters against Bieber have hit, career-wise, 292 off him with 6 home runs. Abreu was 389 with 3 home runs and 4 RBIs. I get it again. Small sample size, 18 plate appearances. That's pretty good. Moncada's 353. Other guys are hitting around 400 or maybe a little bit higher. Tim Anderson is 353 as well. So in the few times that they have faced Bieber, they've actually done really, really well, you know, compared to other guys that have taken this guy on now because he's so good. He's got these Cy Youngs wrapped up in the bag. Does he win the MVP or does his teammate Ramirez now win the MVP? Or is that going to be Abreu?
I don't know what's going to, yeah, sure. Make a case for all those guys.
Uh-huh.
That's right. What do we, 1 day game. Clevenger's going, $1.90, I think it's too high. Last call for the Angels. So you're telling me there's a chance. Toronto's magic number's 2. They're, 3.5 back with 4 to play. So the Angels have to win out and they need a lot of help. Houston's magic number's 2, by the way. Mm-hmm. Phillies, what a joke. I mean, they came back to make it interesting in game 2 of a doubleheader. Kruk was just killing them on the broadcast. It was great. What a listless performance in game 1. They're trying to avoid the sweep here against the Nats. So, doesn't look good. So now Milwaukee's the 8. Cincinnati's the 7. Miami's the 6. St. Louis is the 5. San Francisco, Cincinnati, and Milwaukee are all 500. The Giants do not win any of these tiebreakers either. So what a mess this is going to be the final 5 days, and I love it. It is chaos. But the Phillies, you know, the bags could be packed here. I mean, it is Eflin against Fetty, and good job by the Nationals showing some fight here and trying to get the broom out on the Phillies, who close with the Rays. Rays, sorry. Yeah. The last 3 games.
So this goes back a long time in Major League Baseball. Generally speaking, in the month of September when these teams need these games, the theory is, well, I'm going to bet them because they need the game. Just because a team needs a game doesn't mean they're going to win. And the Phillies are the perfect example from yesterday. Yeah. And think about how bad Voth had been the entire year. He's one of the worst pitchers in baseball. One of the, least profitable pitchers in baseball as well with the ROI. Terrible. He was a fade the entire time pretty much this year. And he showed up yesterday, and the Philly sticks could not make an appearance in that game.
Uh-huh.
Bad job.
I don't have a number. Tanaka against Ray in the Yankees-Blue Jays series. Game tonight. I do like the Astros, although you got to lay a price. It's $1.07. Risky with the run line, which is $1.10. It's Greinke against Seattle. Number 1, Houston owns Seattle. Number 2, the magic number's down to 2. Greinke's got good numbers against them as well. 7-1 with an ERA of 2 last 13 against Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
They're 7-2 against Seattle this year.
Yeah. And don't you think the Yankees lineup kind of goes off on Robbie Ray again
today?
That
could probably be. Yeah. I could see that happening.
Scoring
as well.
12 runs last night. Robbie Ray is not having a good season, obviously. And there's no number in that Braves game like I talked about earlier. I don't have that one. There's like 5 or 6 other games off the board now.
I don't have a Cubs number. Hendricks is going. The Cubs, if the – what do you want to lay on the road here? I mean, the Pirates stink, although they beat the Cubs yesterday with the walk-off. Hendricks has been phenomenal in September. 3-0 with a 1-2-1. Williams is 1-8 with an ERA of 7. Mm-hmm. How do the Cubs – if the Cubs don't win this game, you know?
Did you see Grout, by the way?
Where did that come from?
So in his previous start, he went – In the last 4 innings of that start, he didn't give up a hit. That carried over to yesterday, 6 innings, no hits.
Wow.
So 10 consecutive innings with no hits. I think I have the timeline right with that. He threw 10
consecutive. Right?
Yeah. So on like MLB's website, it's like, did he throw a no-hitter? Over 10 innings, no hits combined consecutively. Very good out of him. Out of nowhere.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Look at the Cardinals. Only $1.15, too. That's Martinez today who's been batting practice.
Yeah.
He's been awful. He's going against Duffy. And then they have a big 5-game series that starts Friday against the Brewers. So that you're right about the implications there. Let me read the Jeff Passan since we're talking about the Cardinals. The Cardinals aren't even scheduled to play 60 games. They're set to play 58. How's it going to work? Here's the situation according to sources, Passan writes. MLB told teams that in coronavirus-caused cases, teams would make up as many games as possible, and that makeup games would only be played if they had a direct impact on which teams make the playoffs, not seeding. If the 2 games St. Louis could make up in Detroit on Monday could make the difference between them being the 4 seed and playing a game at home, that would be the exception. If St. Louis, well, that's not going to happen, though, because St. Louis got San Diego's got it locked in. If St. Louis needs to play those two games to move into the postseason, it will travel Detroit and play one or both games Monday. If the playoff field is set and the games would simply be for seeding, the Cardinals will not play them and will be seeded based on their winning percentage. It's entirely possible that no NL team will know until Monday night who they're playing Wednesday, which means four teams will travel Tuesday, shack up at a hotel, and play the early game the next day, potentially.
Total chaos, man.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, across the board.
Yeah, yeah, right.
So what do you want to do with the Twins today? It's Maeda versus Mize.
270, jeez.
It's higher than that now.
What is it, $3?
I'm seeing
half game back now.
295 at one book.
Oh, wow.
This morning.
Yeah, well, they win, but that... Boy,
that's...
Tigers are showing some fight, at least. Should have won that game.
They have not tapped out on the season.
I like the Giants, though. I like Webb going tonight, too. Rockies are done. I think they did a good job winning game one of that series, but it's right there for San Francisco with them. And they catch the break closing with the Padres. So I like Webb, $1.70.
We'll continue with baseball. Best ROI teams, worst ROI teams on the season, and top five, bottom five after 2 weeks in the NFL. ATS over-unders as well coming up next.
VSiN.com/subscribe. Start your risk-free trial today. VSiN.com/subscribe. You get Point Spread Weekly, our digital betting guide with NFL power ratings, 24/7 live video streaming with full replays, and daily emails with best bets from all our shows, hosts, and guests. I like the parlay calculator, too. That's always great. The parlay calculator is awesome as well. But with Chuck Edel, Nigel Seeley on tomorrow. Can't wait. You get Nigel's, every guest, every host, all the picks. VSiN.com/subscribe. Here we go. Step your game up. Top, bottom, ROI. Let's start in baseball. Going into last night, $100 on the Marlins. You're up over 1,000. You're up over 10 units on the Marlins. Likewise with the Rays. Giants plus 752. Padres plus 735 and the White Sox plus 720. Numbers courtesy of Covers.com. Thanks to Covers and also Patrick Everson. There you go with the, how about the worst ROI? Look at the, well, of course, the Pirates. I mean, please. Ugh. 39 losses. So both of those props are going to cash. Will a team win 40 and lose 40? Dodgers have 39 wins, went over their win total. Pirates have 39 losses. Look at that. You're down 15 units and change on the Pirates. How bad are the Pirates? Mets. Disaster, although good news, Cohen buys the team, down 11 units. Rangers almost down 10 units. Angels, 983. And Red Sox, 970. Although a lot of people saw that coming, but still, that is surprising. Best over teams, Mariners are 31-20-2 to the over on the season. The Angels, 31-19-5. Best under teams, especially at home. The Twins, point shaver's been all over that. Unders, the Twins 36-17-2 to the under at home. The Indians 32-19-3, and the Royals 32-20-2. Pitchers, ROI, Cueto leads the way, number one, 938, done, plus 9 units. Gonzalez, 9 units. Fetty, who goes today, 9 units. And Singer, almost up 9 units as well. And then individual pitchers to the over. Snell is 8-2 to the over. So is Anderson. DeGrom and Paddock, 8-3 to the over. And Urias, 7-1 to the over. And a couple of umpires. Why not? Home teams, Chad Whitson. Home teams, 9-2 straight up with him behind the dish. John Trumpane, 9-1. Good numbers from Major League Baseball.
So I'm running the math right now as you're talking about this with the Pirates. Think about this. Over a 60-game season, if they lose out, Paulie, they'll be 16-44, right? That's basically the equivalent of winning 42 games over 162 game season.
Oh, my God.
In that neighborhood. That's wow. Isn't that like Tiger's bad from last year? Or no, it's worse, yeah. I think. Their winning percentage is right around.
Didn't the Tigers was 110? 114? What was it?
Well, that one year against the.
Well, the Marat, yeah, the 118. Yeah. They had to rally. I think they won four of their last five games, and they lost 119 or whatever it was.
The winning percentage is like at 27 right now.
Oh, God.
Oh, man. Okay. So NFL, best team so far. I get it. It's early, two games into the season. Can I add this, by the way? People don't want to overreact. I would say this. With quarterbacks like Drew Brees, who we talked about earlier in the show, it's not overreacting. I think you're going to miss out if you underreact. When a quarterback starts to fall off the cliff.
Look at the Lombardi tweet.
You need to be ahead of the game with this.
Yes.
Yeah. Baltimore, 2-0, and they've covered both games by an average of 17.2 points per game. Both blowouts so far. What a machine they are. Mm. Monday night, we'll find out how good they really are against the Chiefs. Packers, 2-0 ATS. They've covered on average by 12 points per game so far. Rams are 2-0, covering by 11 points. Cardinals covering by more than 9 points. Jacksonville by 9 points, and they're 2-0. Raiders, Seahawks, Chargers, Denver, all 2-0 ATS. 0-2 teams against the spread. How about the Eagles, 0-2? And they've missed the cover by an average of 17.8 points per game.
There's another one. Okay.
Good segment yesterday on My Guys in the Desert with Matt Humans and Company called Hope or Hopeless. And they were kicking around whether or not the Eagles actually have some hope, if they're truly hopeless right now after 2 weeks.
Well, might have to make a quarterback change. That is interesting. So There's your six teams that fit that angle. Again, top fight. If you don't cover the first 2 weeks, you're 22-7 ATS week three.
Okay. Well, here are your teams.
Yep.
Along with Philadelphia. Cleveland, they're 0-2 ATS, and they've missed on average by 13 points per week. Minnesota's 0-2. Total train wreck so far.
Yep.
Detroit's 0-2. You have the Jets 0-2, and the Texans are also 0-2. Best NFL over teams after 2 weeks. Packers, 2-0. On average, Paulie, they've gone over by 23 points per game. Atlanta, 2-0. On average, gone over by 20 points per game.
Yeah.
Seahawks by 17 points, the Raiders by 13, Jacksonville by 11, and Buffalo by 10.5 points per game. All those teams are 2-0 over. Best under teams, Chargers, Giants, Cardinals, Baltimore, both 0-2. And that depends on, you know, where you were going to grade that number with Baltimore in the late game against Houston on Sunday. Best college football ATS teams, Marshall, they're 2-0, and they've covered on average by 25 points per game. Army's 2-0, on average covering by 22 points per game. South Alabama, Arkansas State are each 2-0 ATS. Best college over teams, North Texas.
Oh, yeah.
2-0 to the over, and they've gone over on average by 21 points per game. Louisville, Navy, Coastal Carolina are each 2-0. Best teams in college to the under, Louisiana Monroe, Clemson, Middle Tennessee, Army, Duke, App State, and Syracuse 0-2. Syracuse and App State have stayed under on average by more than 20 points per game so far early on in college football. So there you go. How about some week four opening numbers in the NFL?
Let's do it.
The Thursday night game next week, Denver at the Jets.
That's the game.
National TV game. I know every team has to play a Thursday night game, but Denver's 2.5 in the game. In the summertime, they were sitting at 1. Indy plays at Chicago. That's a pick 'em. New Orleans in the summer, they were 8.5 at Detroit. Next week, now sitting at -4. Arizona's 3.5 against Carolina.
Ooh.
Boy, Arizona, they can get off to a good start.
3.5.
Yeah. Too short?
No McCaffrey?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Terrible defense?
Yeah.
They're not going to slow down Murray, and the Cardinals' rushing offense should be able to do what they want.
Bengals can't be favored. No.
And they're favored by a field goal.
No, that can't be. Cincy cannot be favored.
I thought the game was going to be a pick 'em.
No.
They made Cincinnati 3.
No.
Dallas is, how about this one? Cowboys -4 at home to the Browns?
Yeah, that seems short.
Houston's -4 at home against Minnesota.
Ooh. Could be 0-3 against 0-3. Loser leaves town match.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Yep. The Seahawks play on the road at Miami, and they're laying 6.5 after getting the Cowboys this week. The Chargers at Tampa Bay, Tommy Boy and company, they're laying 4.5 against the Chargers. At that point, will it be Tyrod? Will it be the first-round pick, Justin Herbert? Pittsburgh at Tennessee, good power rating here for the Titans. They're lane three. Yeah.
You don't have a lot of options for survivor. I mean, it's tricky. I'm assuming you've used Baltimore already. If you didn't use Baltimore, I know you'll probably use them in this one against, we should just call them WTF.
Yeah, I know. Not WFT.
Yes. 12 on the road. Woo!
Yep.
Okay.
So I would think maybe Baltimore. How about the Rams in survivor? They're laying 9 to the Giants.
Yep, could be one.
You know, if they win this game on Sunday against the Bills, what that number's down to like 2 now. They are staring a 4-0 start right in the face, the Rams. And we all kind of wrote this team off this year.
Yes.
I don't know. Do you go?
Goff has played well.
Do you go KC, survivor?
I don't know. Against Belichick?
No. -8. By the way, that is a heavy-duty number. They're laying 8 against the Patriots?
I could absolutely see the Patriots winning the game.
Don't you?
Run. Mahomes doesn't get on the field. Yep.
Isn't it a good idea to grab the Patriots right now, +8? Because the thought here is Chiefs could easily lose the game to the Ravens. And the Patriots, they're laying 6 at home to the Raiders this week. I think that number comes down and touches 7. Bills laying 2.5 here in Las Vegas against the Raiders.
This is unfortunate. This was the number one selling NFL game of the season on StubHub and all those ticket sites. All the Buffalo fans were coming here for this one. Yeah. So this was, they're animals.
Well, the Bills
Walmart
Mafia.
Will sell out of tables, I mean, if they were coming. So
The Bills Mafia would have overtaken Las Vegas.
Did you see the ratings on the game Monday night? Whew! Yeah. National and locally?
Yeah, huge.
Locally, no surprise. National, it's up 26% from last year's week two.
Yep. Everybody's always intrigued about the city of Las Vegas. Philadelphia at San Francisco, a little luster off this game at this point. That's the Sunday night game, by the way. Niners laying 3.5 at home to Philadelphia. What if Garoppolo plays? He's day-to-day now. He could go this week. But still, those injuries on defense, man, that's so much to overcome. And on Monday night, give me the total in this game. It's not posted, I don't think. I haven't seen it yet. Atlanta at Green Bay, Packers laying 5.
I was talking to Sean Harnish, a good follow on Twitter, Guppy Money, because we're in that DraftKings Survivor. He's saying don't use the Colts this week. Try to run good. Try to come play lucky. Pick someone else, and then hopefully the Colts go out, because he thinks half the field or more is going to be on the Colts.
Yeah, for those who did not have the Colts in week one, this is going to be the week to do it.
It's a tough call for Survivor.
It's a good theory for sure.
Yeah.
No, next week it's a good point. I mean, if you haven't burned Baltimore already... But still, if you got to save some bullets, man, for later in the year.
Yeah, look ahead.
You don't want to burn the Chiefs,
the Ravens,
and all these teams right away in the season.
Look, I go. Okay, interesting strategy. But who you like then? He goes, I'll get back to you. I go, who are you going to go with?
Well, I think.
These are you know.
The week.
If you don't want to use the Colts, who are you going with? Eagles? You want to go? You want to take the Eagles? I mean, take the Patriots against the Raiders. Take the Browns against WTF. I don't know. That's a tough call this week. If you don't go, I think you have to go Colts if you have them. That's a tough call. Huh.
Well, week four, I already know the play. The play has to be the Rams.
All right.
I'll look at their schedule. I don't think they're going to have many spots.
Yeah, you're not going to be
following this one
division
where it's going to be.
You're not
exactly
going to have the opportunity.
Right.
Very, very good.
Yep. Let's follow the money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Up next, college football better and handicapper Brad Powers is going to join the show. We have to go over some of this significant line movement we have had this week, including like Alabama. That game has now moved a full 7 points from 21 to 28. How many games is he responsible for? We'll ask him about that coming up next.